The Gemara in Beya, Daf Chaf, Chaf Amid Beis, based on the Pasuk in Parashat Shmos, regarding the halakha of cooking on Yantav, in addition, the difference between Ein Ben Shabbos L'Yantav El Ochon Nefesh Belvad. One of the major differences between Shabbos and Yantav is on Shabbos Osasa Kol Malacha, but on Yantav it can be Malachas Avoda, so we're going to have to head to the cook for Ochel Nefesh, and then depending on what stage the food is, but one is permitted to cook. So Chazal on Daf Chaf Amabeis makes a drasha that one is permitted to cook Lachem. Lachem for Jews, Avalol and Nachrim. But the whole heter of cooking on Yantif is Lachem, Lol and Nachrim. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's the accepted norm. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan and others, it's an Issa Daraisa. It's a biblical prohibition to cook for a Nakri on Yantif. And based on this, the Gemara in Beya, Chaf Aleph Amabez, takes it a step further. That since it's a biblical prohibition to cook for Nakri on Yantif, so Chazal made a rabbinic decree, one should not invite Nachrim to your meal, to your house on Yantiv. Why Shema Yarbe Bishvilo? Because if you're going to invite more guests, then on Yantiv, you'll end up cooking more. And if you cook more for a Nachri, you violate a Isser Daraisa. So those are the facts of life. That is a biblical prohibition to cook for a Nachri on Yantiv, and hence is a rabbinical prohibition. Hence, it's a rabbinical prohibition to invite guests, because the concern is you might cook for Nakri. So the problem is, well, there's no problem, don't invite a Nakri for Yantif. However, the issue is, what about Gerim? Where does it come up? Gerim, people need to work in the process of converting to Judaism. Well, how are they going to learn how to keep a Yantif meal if they can never come to one? Or perhaps a little differently, let's say an intermarried couple. So the you're inviting one person, but the other one, even if it's not intermarried, whatever, they have a friend, whatever it might be, if they bring someone non-Jewish, is that an issue? So let's discuss the Gerim, you know, so the Gerim issue, it's, you know, there could be other issues for that, is that so they say over, in the name of Rev Yitzchak Berkowitz, he's a big Rav, he runs a kollel in Yerushalayim. So many of his people do Kirov, so they asked him, what should we do? So he says is, you should cook all the food Erev Yantif and then have the non-Jew come and make a kinyan on the food, and therefore he's eating his food, not your food, and then you breira, whatever he leaves over is considered back to your food, yesh breira and derabanan. And it's also quoted, Rav Al-Yashav as well has a similar idea where doing it, and he says you have to also inform the recipient, because as well to tell you after he has to know it's happened. In fact, that's a Meiri that says you just have to tell them you can't, whatever I have, I can't cook extra for you, but you could come. So that's one approach, is you acquire that, basically you are kona, you acquire the food on his behalf, and therefore it's no longer, you're not cooking for him. It's not your food, it's his food. Others, Rabbi Shlomo Amar, he says something a little different. You bring your own, you bring a little food. You bring some matzah, some challah roast, some chopped liver, fish, and then you bring, as long as you bring enough to eat, then the additions you could just eat. That's so similar that they say it really is a problem, and therefore we have to make it that it's their food. However, a Shlomo Zalman doesn't think it's an issue. I mean, he doesn't think it's an issue, but he thinks he could work out the issue. I think he was asked about people were, the different cases, but in the Shulchan Shlomo, he was asked about inviting a bunch of people for a Yentiv meal, and let's say in a group of 20, I don't know, it's 5, 10, some were Jewish, some weren't, but the ones who weren't Jewish were interested in converting. So he said he didn't think you had to go ahead and acquire the food for them. Reb Shlomo Zalman's chiddush is that the prohibition of the Issur Darabanan of inviting a non-Jew on Yontif is only if you're doing it for social reasons. If you're doing it for education or other reasons, so then it doesn't apply. You only hear you're doing it because you want the person to learn about Judaism. Like they quote Chafetz Chai in the Mishnah Berurah, right? That's why you could feed. What about you have non-Jewish employees? What do? You don't give them food on Yom Tov? So he says, same thing here. It's like you're allowed to feed your Nochri employees because it's not a social visit. So too, it's you can't cook for them, but you're allowed to give them the food. So too, when you invite converts. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks one is permitted to invite Geirim for Yentiv Meal because you live and learn. Others quote in the name a very interesting idea in the name of Gedalia Dov Schwartz from Chicago. He was the big postache in Chicago. He wants to say that we have a concept. It's a famous tshuva, a famous incident that happened in Yerushalayim like 150, 200 years ago about where he was mobile or tavol. He had done mila but not tefillah yet, and the issue was a big debate, a big tumult in Yerushalayim, whether you should keep Shabbos or not, whether you should violate Shabbos. So they said that tshuva, Rav Asher Lema was the rub, because I think Rav Yosef Salant or Shmuel, whichever one it was at the time, he was out of town. So the Machlokas Rav Asher Lema, and he thought you had to Machal Shabbos. I think the Beis Din over there thought you didn't. So they wrote to the Binyan Tzion and said, "You're right. You're right. Ger Shemavel Al Tavo is no good. However," he wants to say, but we have a tradition that if you're mobile or tovel, so even though you're not a Jew yet, but you're no longer a Nachri, and therefore that's why you could keep, the meaning is for them to keep Shabbos, just like they could keep Shabbos. So that case, at least over there, is a case of mobile or tovel. So if Gedalia Schwartz wants to extend it, even if one doesn't do the milah yet, like the whole discussion, the Marsha and Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that Hillel teaching Torah to converts, how do we have converts convert? How could we teach them Torah? It must be that if you're converting, so even if it's pre-milah, you still have a separate status and one is permitted to teach them Torah. So therefore, he wants to say that if it's a Nachri that's preparing for conversion, so basically, just like the Marsha says, that you could teach him Torah before the formal conversion. It's kind of like his status changed, at least from a non-Jew to like neutral. So too, it's enough that the history of he's no longer has the status of a Nachri per se regarding this as well, and therefore you could cook for it. And That's a nice, tremendous Kiddush. Others point out that maybe in a chinami, it's like we have, let's say, the whole shaila is, let's say, a bar mitzvah boy, or giving you a gift on Shabbos. So the different way, you know, some people have mocked that before, kind of like, I guess, the idea of mocked into a nachri before. But others say no. I think it's a Mordechai that b'maka mitzvah lo gozru d'rabbanan. Even though it's an isur d'rabbanan to make a kinyan, when it's an isur d'rabbanan to make a kinyan, b'maka mitzvah lo meko. So, like also the Rambam, I think, writes, also by the mikvah, we go into a warm mikvah, even though with the concern that maybe they're going to heat it before. So, too, over here, the makam mitzvah of Geirus, we could be mako to invite them. By the way, the Yisid Rabbanan. Aye, because that's Tosus, a Russian Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Zayin Amabez. What mitzvah are you fulfilling? We say, Asher Kishen HaMitzvah Tzivanu. So therefore, he thinks it's part of the mitzvah of Avas HaGer. Others want to suggest maybe it's Avas Hashem. That's of Yerucham Fisher Perla suggests, and others. So whatever the mitzvah is, so therefore they assume it's a mitzvah. And therefore, B'makam mitzvah go goes through Drabbanan. So you have the opinion, basically you have one in approach of Rav Shlomo Amar, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, the Meiri, about telling him like you're not going to cook for them, but basically doing things to avoid the, you know, going straight out avoiding them. Then on the other hand, you have a Shlomo Zalman that says you don't need to. The Isser only applies to social reasons. And here, that's where you could feed your own worker, so to here. And Rav Dov Schwartz says you could, it doesn't apply either, because he doesn't have the din of a nachri, like a gir shema b'lo tava. Or you could say, b'makam mitzvah lo gozru drabbanan. And regarding the other question, some point out as well, that if you invite many people, and really you're inviting your friend or and someone else comes along, so then don't want to give another heter as well. But I think Rav Teitz gave it on when he radio that even though they were going listening, but you're basically doing Torah for the Yidden. And as well, I think I heard the name of Rav Schechter. I think Rav Schechter is against. I guess he doesn't go if any of this at Terim. He's against inviting Geirim on Yom Tov. However, you have those who are against, and you have those who, I'm not sure if he would go with any of these at Terim or not, but someone told me they asked him, and he said it's best not to have day room for your yantiv meal, and others go with the approach that you buy it before, so you avoid the issue. So therefore, it's a technical issue. It's their food, even though you're inviting them, but it's their food, not your food. Others say it's only for shomazam, only for social reasons. And then you have others point out that it's for Makam mitzvah and Rabbi Gedalia Schwartz as well.